Welcome to the show, another exciting episode of Two Dads, once again, sitting in Jeff's kitchen. It's Freaky Waffle, everybody, welcome back. And look, there's two of us this week, there's two.
I know.
It's not just like, it's not just me sitting in my car, or Colin sitting in his house.
You're sitting here on my own.
Or you're sitting here on your own. Apologies, this has been entirely my fault. Can you see, right, I've got broken hands, right?
I was on holiday last week, I don't think you'd take all the...
No, but like, you were on your lonesome that week because I've got broken hands.
But Colin couldn't make it either.
So yeah, I have to do this as often as possible to try and make my hands work again. Apparently, the doctor says, right, put your hand on the table, lift up just your pinky. I may not be able to do that again. I was not conscious I was able to do that in the first place.
Now that you know you can and you could.
They'd be like, oh, God!
What? Yeah. Are you like totally devastated that you might not be able to do that again?
No, what I was devastated to find out, right? That currently I can't do this.
Devil horns.
Yeah, that, whatever that's called. Mm-hmm. My daughter tells me that means...
That means Kiss Records or Evil or some shit.
No, she said something. She said something and I can't remember what she said.
Listen to your kids, yeah?
she said it means savage.
That doesn't mean savage. Your daughter's wrong.
Yeah, well, I was like, that's bullshit, Caitlin. Yeah. That's not what that means.
You shoot it down your 12-year-old. Fuck you.
That's not what that fucking means.
Okay, welcome to Freaky Waffle. It's a podcast hosted by myself.
That's not what that means.
It's not.
Hosted by yourself.
And Sean.
And Colin, who's watching.
Who's watching.
Hi, Colin.
We talk about stuff that interests us in the geek media, and also talk about the stuff that you think's interesting when you comment, which you can do either
by commenting on what we're doing.
If you listen to us live,
share it.
If you listen to us live, you can comment that way. You can also how else can you comment?
Follow us on the Twitter, follow us on the Facebook.
Yeah, and iTunes and all that sort of stuff.
But yeah, basically, if you can see this, if you're a member of our community, then you can comment and junk, right? And like, we come into this, right? This is Jeff's script. Jeff's been working on this for about 20 minutes or so now, right? This right here, let me just get this for you, right? This is my script right here. I don't have one because I never have one. So we don't really come into, well, we don't massively come into this script. Was that my pen?
I don't know.
Is that my pen?
Have you got a wee love heart on it?
You clearly stuck that love heart on there.
To claim it as my own.
It's fucking pink thing. People steal the pink thing. Alright, we don't come in here with a massive script, right? We come in, we talk some shit. What's the term I like to use? Waffle.
Yeah, that's it.
We waffle. You guys comment, you guys watching, you comment, you say some shit, you know, you talk about some stuff that we're talking about, and it allows us somewhere to go from that. If we just followed on the script, this would be a short-ass, really boring show. And don't get me wrong, I know this is a really boring show, but it's a long, really boring show. Stop downplaying us!
You're downplaying us a wee bit. We are going to go over some of the things that we found interesting this week. We're going to talk about the things we did this week, or... in the last couple of weeks, because we've not been together very well, and then I'm going to just plug all our shit. So top of the news, I get all my news from a website called Den of Geek, because I don't even know, that sounds like I'm advertising Den of Geek.
It does a little bit,
so I'm not. It's just,
but they don't advertise us.
Yeah, they don't. Absolutely.
Fuck those guys.
They just post loads of things about geek stuff that I quite like.
A man fell down and died on Deadpool.
Oh, that was a hard thing that happened, though. Someone died on Deadpool, but...
it's the bad stunt man. Really. I'm a glorified stunt man.
You're a wee bit. Okay, so the first thing...
Wait. Do you think this qualifies as a geek t-shirt?
Absolutely.
I want opinions. Right, anyone, the whole two people that are watching, does this... Show us. Don't hide it. Does this qualify as a geek t-shirt?
Hi, wife.
And friend of wife.
My friend of wife.
Jeff's wife. And
hello! The guy's here. Did you spring
wine? No. Right. I'm gonna show everyone. No, Claire, don't run away!
David West is phoning me.
Westy is phoning Jeff. Even though Jeff is very clearly online right now.
Yeah. Sorry, Westy. I'll catch you soon.
He's not watching.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not. Hot Rod. This is purely a geek T-shirt for one reason, right? The main character. The main character.
You think they lived enough to go on?
Yeah, I think they live as a John Carpenter film and possibly one of the greatest.
Do you think that falls in, like, because I don't think wrestling falls under.
No, but wrestling doesn't. But Rowdy Roddy Piper does.
But what has a wrestling T-shirt got to do with the live?
The wrestler that wears this T-shirt, or wore this T-shirt before he died, when my wife kicked him. She did kick him, and he died very soon afterwards.
Delayed reaction injuries. Stop. Westy. Answer him.
Hello, Westy.
Westy, fuck off. You're on the line, Westy.
You're live on a podcast, Westy. Hello. You're live on a podcast.
Do you mean I'm going to have to tell Westy to fuck off again online? Westy, fuck off. We're doing a podcast.
I'll speak to you in a wee while, my friend.
Alright.
I will not leave Westy alone. He's a goofus.
Okay, so Shazam is the...
Whoa, what's been saying that? He's lightning talk. Yeah. Banana man.
Shazam is or Mr. Marvel or Captain Marvel originally. Billy Batson.
Aye.
Just same words. Well,
what one do you want to go with?
Because they're going with Shazam, so I feel like we need to go with Shazam.
Because we're talking about the DC one and not the Captain Marvel one.
Yeah.
Right.
He was Captain Marvel first.
He was, but when it was Wiz Comics, yes.
Yes.
And then DC, Marvel got pissed about it, then DC was like, I'm buying that. Right, so we're going with Shazam.
Yeah, so that's the next DC film filming, which is exciting for one reason, for my opinion. Yeah, I'll tell you later, I found them. My Flashpoint plug of the week. It should be an actual feature. We should have like a Flashpoint
every time chart. We find out something new about Flashpoint. Wonder Woman, she's coming!
You put a pound in the jar. No, but...
Yes, thanks for noticing, Westy. Do you see now why he's no answering the phone? Good job.
Stop talking, Sean. You're putting me off my train of thought. Shazam will be in Flashpoint then, is what I'm thinking. And
why are you showing us your boobs, Claire?
Obviously.
Yeah. So Billy Boobson is going to be. God, that was alright.
Boob Billyson.
I
have to apologise. When you did that, I looked directly at your boobs and I couldn't even stop.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
I'm not apologising to you. Fuck you. I can bother you.
The Shazam arc in Flashpoint is one of my favourite parts of the Flashpoint arc. In that he becomes, instead of Billy Batson, he becomes like the Batson family. I enjoy that quite a lot.
Is that not when Black Adam and... that woman. Hi, James. I offered James to come. And he said, no, that sounded dreadful.
Sweet Johnny!
that sounded dreadful. I just said that. I offered to bring James here, and he was like, nah, Jeff, that's not why I'm coming. So,
we're going to do massive edits on this. Isn't it?
Why?
It's nothing. Billy Bibson's great. man, this is a shit podcast.
No, it's not. We're laughing and there was boobs and stuff. It was wonderful.
So where are we? Shazam, right?
I don't know. You keep talking.
So Flashpoint is the Flash movie that's coming out and is my favourite comic book of all time and is my favourite comic arc of all time. Comic arc. Yeah. Of all time. And they're filming Shazam before Flashpoint, which means we'll get Shazam in the DC Extended Universe before we get Flashpoint.
Do we know who's playing Shazam yet?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
But
we know that Flashpoint for Definite is happening.
Yeah, it was announced at San Diego.
Somebody look up, who's playing Shazam?
Colin Comet, but I can't see it. Let's look. Colin always knows. Oh, there he is. Oh, okay.
No, wait. There's a way. I figured this out last week when I was fucking on my screen.
No. It's everyone that's watching it.
No. Ah, fuck, nah, alright, I fucked. Ah, dear.
Record. That's what we do. There we go. Right, and I'll sort that later.
Okay.
Good. So, you don't know what I did there, but that's fine.
No, clue. You did a computer.
Okay, so.
I bought a computer the other day, and I don't have a fucking clue what to do with it.
Okay, so for the 10-minute news line that I haven't finished yet, right, Shazam is going to be the next
DC
movie.
By the way, Shazam is the first fucking words on there. We haven't gone beyond that.
They're going to shoot a Shazam movie before they shoot Flashpoint, which I'm quite excited about. Because it actually might be quite a good film. Shazam's quite a cool character. The whole Billy Batson thing's quite cool.
Banana Man.
Yeah, it is a bit of an Animan thing. But also, when they move that onto... when they move the arc onto Flashpoint, what happens to... He becomes Captain Thunder. Yeah, he becomes Captain Thunder in Flashpoint, and it's a really, really cool thing. So, yeah, Shazam's going to shoot next. They don't know who Shazam is. Obviously, depending on how they do it...
And his name is John Cena!
He could be, like, from if I remember correctly, Shazam doesn't have much of...
I can't do it.
I've never read many of the comic books of Shazam. I've barely read any, to be honest. I've really only read stuff that he's in, but of somebody
watched,
else's
I watched a bunch of shit. He's comparable power-wise with Superman and stuff. So
he doesn't speak,
he was,
though,
he was
does
selling
he?
Superman as well. He does.
Did he? Not,
yeah.
Not a lot, though.
Shazam.
Yeah. Obviously, so they're going to have to get a really good child actor or...
Good point.
Somebody that's quite young, like a teenager. I mean, there's plenty of them. You know, you could somebody, anyone from Game of Thrones.
Well, I mean, you find the fucking the laddie that's Spider Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Spider Hyphen Man.
Yeah. So it's good. They're gonna. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But also, that's. I just think it's cool that shooting next because it means that. Release wise, it means he could be around for Flashpoint, which should be quite good. The other interesting that I found, because I don't like the guy, but I don't wish any pain on him, is Mission Impossible 6 has closed down.
For the time being.
For the time being, because Tom Cruise got a boo-boo, yeah.
There's a downside to that, though, right? In Mission Impossible, I couldn't care less, not bothered, right? But the downside is...
The Mummy 2.
Okay, well that's a massive downside, but that wasn't what I'm getting.
We're not getting the Mummy 2, I think.
Oh, no? Oh, thank fuck for that.
I can't imagine it. It was awful from what you were saying, like the first.
Yeah, but I said the Power Rangers was awful, and you were like, blah, this film.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. That's getting a sequel either.
Yeah, because Paris,
that's
what. The downside is Edge of Tomorrow 2. He can't be doing jack off for that neither.
It depends how long he's out for. Like a broken ankle.
A busted ankle? Is that so?
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
It's interesting.
I have two broken hands and I can already move like that. It's just been like a week.
The only reason I found that was interesting because that's a massive film.
Oh my
and,
God.
I've only seen the first two Mission Impossible movies.
I'm not even really sure. I've never seen any.
First one's great. The second one's, I think, was decent. However, I watched it when I was 13 and I was writing to Thandie Newton. I don't know.
Actually, I was thinking about this the other day. See the Westworld, right? Mm. Do you not think that ruined Thandie Newton a little bit? It was like, because you spent this whole time going, oh, she's going to be so hot, she's going to be so hot. And then, like, she does that then, and it's just like, kind of bored of this.
She was like the up and coming, like, heart-throbby, beautiful girl in the turn of the century.
She's not married, like, Brad Pitt filming Interview with a Vampire as well. She had, like, a nothing
that.
Part in it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like, she was either married to or, like, in a serious relationship with.
She's married to someone.
Because he's done that with, like, everybody he's. Been in a film with.
No, so we're going to Paltrow. Did they not have something going with her for a while?
Yeah, and like all he did with her, all he had the relationship with her was her heat in the box. So.
Yeah.
Seven,
no.
Good, because like that's the second time this week I've referenced this and got a blank equation.
No.
My mum came in the other day, so she was like, what's in the box? And I was like, what's in the box?
The second time I had a conversation with Seven, I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't. No, I think it's referenced in Ready Player One, actually. Okay, another thing.
Segway.
Yeah, we'll get there. Exciting news for me and my son, and possibly no one else in the entire universe.
In the universe.
Is that.
I don't know what you're going to say, but.
On the 30th of September, Thunderbirds, the next two episodes of the season, the current season of Thunderbirds, which is amazing, by the way, and you really need to watch it.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we will get there, Kevin. I think the Thunderbirds CGI series that's on. CITV and ITV at tea time on a Saturday at the moment is tremendous. I think everybody should give it a go because it is actually really good.
Give it a go. Give it a try.
They are celebrating the fact on September 30th, which is really cool because it's quite close to my son's birthday. They selected View Cinemas are going to be showing a never before seen episode.
I thought you were going to see that movie.
No, they're going to show three episodes. Two of them are like part two of, or the first two of like Thunderbirds 2, I think like a lot of series they do like the mid season break.
Right.
So it'll be the first two episodes of part two of season two, plus an episode that is, I think, is going to be, I can't quite work this out because it says it's a never before seen episode. However,
and this is the CGI one and not the original.
Yeah, there's a never before seen episode, but none of them are never seen before seen because this will be the premiere of those two episodes as well. So we're getting three new episodes of Thunderbirds.
And a view cinema.
And a view cinema. Which is pretty cool, I think. They're doing that quite a lot though, obviously we're getting Inhumans. Looking some of that up. I don't know how I feel about, I think Doctor Who started it. But this whole thing about doing landmark episodes of programmes in the cinema. I don't know if I like that or not.
Right.
And Doctor Who did it for their 50th anniversary episode, and then they did it for Peter Capaldi's first episode. You're sorting your hair out, yeah?
I'm listening, but I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, I don't know, and there's probably a bunch of other, maybe Sherlock, I think maybe did something similar, where they did like a Sherlock episode in the cinema. But they're doing it with Inhumans. Inhumans is going to IMAX for its first episode.
I feel like I saw something once, but... it escapes me now.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but it's quite interesting now that where you can now go and see like landmark episodes of programmes
in a cinema.
So that's cool. September 30th. That's quite, I thought this was cool. And my only other part of news, so this is where the five people are watching down here, news, things that are interesting you just now. One of my favourite TV shows of all time is Peep Show, where David Mitchell and Robert Webb, they've got a new show coming out. Do you like Peep Show, do you? It's tremendous, man. It's so good. It's called Back. Yeah, it looks like they're playing brothers in this one. But Sean hates Mitchell Webb, apparently. So. I really love Mitchell. Do you not even watch their stand-up comedy? Not their stand-up comedy, their sketch show. The Mitchell Webb Experience is brilliant. Cool. So that's all the news I've got. We'll give you like 20 seconds to post things that you find quite interesting.
Well, I've seen this as a 30-second lag, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, the 30-second lag.
Yeah, it's annoying that it's 30 seconds.
Alright, how many of you arseholes watched the Game of Thrones, Kevin Wells? How many of you arseholes
watched that leaked this week, didn't it?
Yeah, basically, I just sort of come live that HBO in Spain, I think, made a mistake and they played next week's episode already and then that was it, boom, everybody had it.
Yeah.
So, how many of you arseholes watched it? Right, because... subscribe to One Theory on the Matter, right? Yep, you've all watched it, and you all need to wait a motherfucking week and a half until the next episode now. Good job! I did not watch it, but then everybody starts talking about spoilers and stuff like that instead. They're like, no, yeah, Dragon died, and Thorazim here died, and Benjen Stark died.
Yeah, see, happened and I wouldn't know it. Yeah.
And, well, not all did happen, and now I've ruined it for everybody else because I'm a dickhead, so...
I've just not seen...
What?
I've just started watching Elliot Cage, and that's the other big news.
I thought you said you was going to be finished.
Like, I've got things. Like,
what things?
Like, I went on holiday and I found out very quickly that I didn't have any time to watch TV programmes because I was in the pub for most of the week with my wife, and sometimes I went to Hadrian's Wall. The Romans are geeky.
No.
They are. The Spartacus was Romans. Okay, so...
the Romans were the bad guys.
They were the bad guys. They are the bad guys.
Heels.
Yeah. Okay, so that's your 30 seconds of...
and you say nothing. Thanks for the interaction. Thank you so much.
We managed to waffle quite well there. I like that.
Okay. I got some stuff before you go... no, alright, you got a me thing. Right, go.
Alright, so now I just thought... it says, like, this is just my... what I did this week, which is the other part of the show. So if people have done exciting things and are watching and want to tell us what they got to... and we'll respond to that because that's pretty cool. I did it.
I went and seen an abandoned sanatorium yesterday.
That's fucking creepy. Is it the one in Kirkcaldy?
No.
There's one in Kirkcaldy that sent a video that you need to watch called The Owlman Prophecies. It's pretty cool.
I haven't seen that shit. But no, it's a place in East Virgin, so it was like near North Berwick.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and it's like proper abandoned, like all boarded up and shit.
Is that where the airplane museum is?
Yeah, right there. And it was all like proper boarded up and shit, but there's no security men, so you just like, you just loop the wall.
You're one of those guys. There's folk that do that. They go in like abandoned tunnels and shit.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Is that your thing? No. You do that? Have you never done that?
Shut
before?
Up! No.
I'm on a Facebook page called like Abandoned Scotland, and it's just photographs of weird shit that folk go to. Like,
well, send me an link then.
Yeah, we'll do.
Fuck you.
there's one in Dunfermline, a tunnel in Dunfermline I want to go see. But yeah, so you really? Went to. You went, yeah.
It wasn't a geeky thing, I'm just like, I'm a creep, so.
Yeah.
I'm a creepy bastard.
You went to a sanatorium.
Yeah.
Trespassed on private property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shot in 1997, it all looked very, like, it's like weird, like 20 years of nothing happening.
Oh,
it's just can destroy buildings.
And weird architecture and shit.
Aye, there's like a creepy ass creaky door, and I was like, I need to go.
You on
it's
your
getting
own?
Dark. Yeah, it's getting dark. So
a team of Ghostbusters.
No, there was no Ghostbusters. I would have taken the lady ones anyways and just left them there.
So. I thought it was an okay film.
Get fuck.
Okay, right, so talking about abandoned, first off,
right? You're like, yeah, the Transformers movie is good.
Place in Everkeven behind Doctors looks like an old ass dungeon.
Looks like a dungeon.
No, it's a. I don't know what that place is. That's it's a museum, I think. Everkeven Museum. So it's about like shite that goes on in that corner of Fife. It's okay. I know what you're talking about. Though. It's just a. It's a park, and I think because Rosyth was strategically important during World War II, they had the things that look like dungeons actually look like are Anderson shelters and shit that are now used as like greenhouses and stuff.
I read about a shelter that they're opening up outside Edinburgh as well, a nuclear bunker.
Oh yeah, there's a big one in like St Andrews called Scotland's something or other. Scotland Secret Bunker is what it's called.
I've heard of that.
It's pretty cool. I went there when
I saw you see the signs for that. It's like not secret anymore, is it?
Yeah, kind of.
Still crap.
I don't think they were up during the war though. But there was like I've been in there. It's pretty scary. Like you go in, you have to walk down like a big like a slope for about 30 or 40 meters. So you're like right under the ground, and it's like it would have been like I don't know if I wanted to survive the nuclear apocalypse because it looked like some fucking David Head stuff, like really dark and like concrete and.
I would survive anyway, I'm invincible.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not. He knows. Right, the stuff I did. Right, so, a sanatorium, weird. Did you see anything cool? Was there, like, old, like, medical stuff lying about?
Not really.
That's what you want, though. You want to go in and, for whatever reason... Ooh,
what does this potion do? Turns me into the Incredible Hulk, yeah. Wonderful.
For whatever reason, they've not, like, cleared the operating theater.
That's totally what I was thinking. And all the time I was there, I was like, I wonder if they got everybody out.
They did, like... Like, well before he shut
the voice. Do you know where they put the people, though?
Where?
Pangawa. The abandoned mental asylum in West Lothian. So. They put some of them in a different place, which I've forgotten the name of.
There's, like, loads of these places. In
why do they not have that anymore, though? What's going on with that?
Because if you like, work for the council or anywhere now, you don't call them mental asylums, you call them... Because that's not a nice word.
Special needs.
No, they're sort of mental health and welfare units, and we use words like that. Cause,
nice words.
Yeah, that, like, because that's what they are. They're just places where people need a wee bit of love and support.
Extra attention care, yeah. And stuff, yeah. So the podcast is doing something entirely different there. I am not a Ghostbuster.
Okay.
I could be, though.
Talking about abandoned shit, this is my segue for this, right? Okay, I'm going to give it to Sean just now. I read part two of the phenomenal, phenomenal Winnebago Graveyard, part two. Is
this one a wee bit more talky than the last one?
A wee bit more talky, but you'll still be done in about 9 minutes. It's still good, though. I'm really looking forward to having them all together.
I can't read.
Yeah.
So.
That's fine. It'd just
be, like, 11.
Yeah. Well, if anyone read Winnebago Graveyard or seen that, it's kind of, or hasn't. It's not psychiatric hospitals, that's right. They're mental health institutions. That's what I was thinking, Paige. Winnebago Graveyard, it's good. There's not a lot of dialogue. The art is beautiful.
Is this about abandoned mental hospitals?
So, part one, so spoilers, but it has been out for 2 months now. Winnebago Graveyard is about a family who are on a family trip. Things are possibly not, you know, it's like a traditional family. Things are not going, it's not traditional at all, really. Or it is, I'm not sure. It's a mum, her son, and the stepdad, right? And they're going across, like, Middle America, as you do, on a family trip. But it's a bit stressful. Their Winnebago isn't the best environment for a family to have to spend close quarters in. I think the boy's in his mid-teens and is going through sort of the attitudes related to being in your mid-teens and being on holiday with your stepdad, being stuck in a Winnebago. They find an old theme park. The dad and the sort of the father protagonist is like, why don't we?
But like not an old theme park though,
like a circus.
American Horror Story season 4.
Yeah, like a traveling fun fairy kind of strong men and tents and.
I don't know if it was necessarily traveling, but
that kind of aesthetic, that run down carnival-y kind of thing. So they go there,
Kevin Wells just gave us like four lines.
Yeah, I've got like saying. So they hide. They put their phones in the glove compartment because apparently their phones are, you know, they're strapping each other from being a family. Which we've, as a father, I know me and my wife have done it a few times. We've been like, well, if we're gonna go and like out.
Okay, give us like 52. See, I told you Kevin Wells was an arsehole. See what you're doing? You're proving my point. I told him you were an arsehole and see, you're proving it. Jeff.
Man, fucking hell. So they go to this carnival and when they get back to the Winnebago, it's gone. And they're now trapped in this backwater place where no one really cares about their plight. And they then...
So I don't like what they share with them as well.
They're just kind of weirded, and then they see folk in cloaks and torches and culty kind of that group in Hot Fuzz that are like, oh
yeah,
yeah. So, and it's gone there now, and then it moves on to part two.
Nothing.
Yeah. And
oh no, I'm gonna drop my phone again.
Yeah. I'll visual pause again. Yeah, so that's cool. Winnebago Graveyard. It's on. If you go to your comic book, guys. Like I said before, the first two or three issues are the ones where they print most of. So you're not too late to jump into the series. It takes about 8 minutes, 9 minutes to finish it.
Or 11. You can't read.
To finish an issue, it's done by Image. Check out Winnebago Graveyard. It's pretty cool.
What's Image famous for?
Image is famous for The Walking Dead, among other things. Spawn Image, yes.
Hey, you know what? You know what I read?
What did you read?
Oh, I was gonna like thump the table there, but I can't do it. I like shook hands with someone earlier on. Fuck. I read the other day that the Walking Dead TV show was in very, very serious shit. Right, so Frank Darabont, the guy that created the show, not the created the book, the one that created the show, he got shit canned midway through series two. Mm-hmm. They weren't overly happy with his demands and things like that and the direction that they were taking the show. So he got shit canned and a handful of his actors went with him.
Mm-hmm.
He then took out a lawsuit saying, you know, he hadn't even received the right earnings and blah, 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 blah. Right, and that's been sort of spinning along ever since, right? Now, the show is still being run by ABC, right? But this same lawsuit that's been spinning along has now been joined by showrunners, directors, and three writers of the books, Robert Kirkman, Charlie Adlard, and I forget who the last one is, but they have joined the lawsuit that they are not happy with the creative direction that the show is going. This could be the final nail in the coffin, like when the person who writes the book goes, I didn't like what you're doing with this.
Oh, it depends. I don't know enough about the legalities of that, but it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I'm not really convinced
about
a case.
And of course, when we read something on the internet, it could well be bullshit.
Mm. So. I don't think it. I don't necessarily. I heard about the lawsuit as well. However, I don't think they have much of a case. But we'll see. I don't know how IPs and, you know, intellectual properties and ownership, you know, owners, like when you sell over the rights to filmings of stuff. I don't know. AMC's massive, from what I understand.
JJ Russell, you're not wrong, but...
But when JJ Russell did it, then reanimate.
Aye.
And then continue to run for several more seasons.
Like, see, that's kind of... Not several more series. It died, it was born, it stayed boring, it was wrong, it stayed wrong. And then for season 7, it was like... Oh, you're getting it right again. Good, this is alright, this is getting interesting.
No, this is boring again.
No.
Yeah, I've still watching season 7.
You fucking read it!
I did, but it's great. But then I'm going to stand up there and say that Walking Dead season 7 was better as a comic. It was great.
It's always better as a comic.
However, as a visual, it's gone very kind of like, I said this before, kind of lost a lot of like short scenes of people talking and not a lot of action happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's boring.
What the acting?
The acting's great, and I know where it's going, but I've read it already, so I know where it's going. Yeah, and we're getting there much slowly, and we're getting there where there was an episode that really pissed me off, actually, and I think it was the cliffhanger from...
You see how pissed off it was, E3?
Yeah, I did. Your pen. I think it was the season... It was cliffhanger, in inverted commas, of this season 7, where they're all kind of smiling at each other, because they've all kind of agreed that they're going to stand up against Negan. and it was like there was semi dramatic music, and they're all kind of knowingly smiling at each other and swaggering.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know that spot.
I just felt really pretentious.
You know, that is exactly how the last episode of Game of Thrones ended as well.
Yeah, just annoying.
Just that kind of Akira Tozawa type music, the Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Do.
Oh, it was. I remember it being kind of slow and dramatic, but everyone kind of knowingly nodding at each other in slow motion and then joining each other. And just stuff like that annoys me.
Like in Star Wars. Boom.
Nah, it's good in Star Wars. Nah, it didn't do that in Star Wars.
I did. It didn't Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah, but that was fine because they'd won. This wasn't just, yeah, we've been...
No, I'm not talking about the party at the end. I'm talking about when they're about to break out of Jabba's palace.
Oh, but no, that was different. I've not been called JJ in a long time. I finished at season 3. What, you finished being called JJ at season 3? tried to join in again, but then it felt exactly... Yeah, it's not very good, I don't think, anymore. Walking Dead.
I don't remember the point. It was good. When Shane didn't die at the end of the first episode, I was kind of like, well, I'm finished watching this.
No, I kind of liked him. Probably liked it until they found Alexandria. And even then, there was... Alexandria was quite boring, but there was an episode in particular when it was the really awesome bit from the comic where Carl gets the bullet to the eye. That, mm-hmm. that was done really nicely. And, well, it wasn't done nicely because it was fucking gory as anything. But that was done really, really good. And then Negan's introduction was really good until you realised that they were just going to have Negan do 15-minute monologues all the time.
I kind of like it, though.
I liked it in the
comics. He just isn't swearing.
Again, it's superb in the comics. Yeah, it's not, I do like the guy that plays him, whose name...
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That's it, I always forget his name. But I like him as well, it's not what I'm wanting.
Do you think we're going to get, like, what you just read? Do you think we're going to get that for?
Maybe.
Alpha.
I don't know, they might, like you say, I don't know how season 7 ended, because I've not watched it yet, but...
I didn't go that far.
I don't know how season 7's ended, but they might also, because I saw the advert, the San Diego advert, bits of the San Diego advert where they're hiding, they're hinting at the fast forward to Rick being bald
Spoiler. It's not bald, it's just old.
Yeah.
Well, spoilers older. If you don't want to look, stop listening.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what they'll do. I think the way the TV show structured, they could end on Negan and that would be fine. Add a more protagonist. They do that sometimes in TV shows where you have a... And I think Supernatural has been accused of this before. Certainly Stargate SG-1 did it, where they build up this phenomenal antagonist, like the Goa'uld, for example. Then they deal with that threat, and then all of a sudden a new threat emerges, and you're like, no, fuck off, actually. Like, why is that?
Within the same series?
Well, and I can't remember because it's been years since I watched SG-1. And I don't know what I've not seen Supernatural, I just sort of think it does this. Definitely Charmed and Buffy did this and stuff as well. You build up a crazy bad guy that's amazing, and then it like peaks, and then it feels like you're just continuing the series afterwards for no reason. So if I use the SG-1 for example, SG-1 dealt with the Goa'uld, and then they brought in those the replicators or the wee spider things that could...
Yeah, right. Well, they didn't ever deal with the Goa'uld. They were still farting about with the Goa'uld in Series 10. They were still hunting down the last
thing. Yeah, but it was like they stopped being the universe threat that the universe led.
Yeah, because they dealt with them.
Yeah, but which is fine. And then all of a sudden, the replicator showed up. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like, you've just brought in a new antagonist because you got rid of the last one. Like, it felt very kind of like, shit, we've dealt with this. We have to keep filming more series. Let's create a new baddie. And they weren't as good baddies.
Well, I mean, certainly in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they did that every series. Mm. There was like, bad guy, deal with it. New one, bad guy, deal with it.
Buffy was probably not a good example either, because I've not seen enough of it. But
they do that in Supernatural as well, where it's like, there's like, first series, it was like, a demon. Then the second series, it was demons in general.
Yeah, I mean, it escalated. But then once it peaks to like...
In the fifth series, it was like all the powers of heaven and hell, and it was kind of like, surely you're going to go no further than this. And then in series 11, it was God and God's sister, so like the creators of all of everything. And that was like the worst ending of a series I've ever had, where God and his sister, who had been warring for all of time, kind of went, oh, we love each other, we don't want to fight. Yeah. And it was like, what the fuck have I been watching?
Yeah.
Like, that was the end of the series. And then they kind of went, oh, and by the way, here's your mum back to life. And it was like...
Yeah,
that's their dad is Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yeah, and they gave us back the mum.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know why they gave back the mum.
Because you can't get Jeffrey Dean Morgan back,
that's exactly. Okay, so where are we? Because we're... Do an animal folio. Right, so when a big old reader, it's amazing. I bought these, I've not read them yet, but I wanted to see because I mentioned them recently, right? So this is Dark Days Forge. Notice that Snyder's name is on the front. And this is Dark Days of Casting, the prelude to metal. So Dark.
Oh yeah, I've seen this. This DC metal where it's this thing that I can't do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's shaped like that. The serrators are stood and shaped like that. I can't do it anymore.
So I don't know that much, and I don't want to spoil too much. However, this is one of DC's main events of the year. Right, I don't read DC events. I've always read the Marvel ones. So like Secret Wars. I read. I read Crisis on Infinite Earths, and I read Flashpoint, but like years after they happened. So this will be the first time I've read through an event as it's happened.
Okay.
It's the Venomverse is the story, and it seems to be the DC event, the Marvel event this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more interested in this. So this is the idea that in the multiverse, there's infinite numbers of different superheroes.
Yes.
And what I think they're going to be playing around with, however, I'm not sure. I'll need to double check. The Dark Days are what I think are what would happen if an evil Batman traveled the multiverse and took all the evil Batmen, but they're Batmen that are themed like other members of the Justice League.
So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So like an evil Batman who is themed like.
I read recently about a Flash one called like Red Death or something.
He is Bruce Wayne of that.
Of that universe. Yes.
I think that's what they're doing. So it's an interesting premise and one that I think is quite original. So. Using the multiverse to quite an exciting way. So yeah, I'm gonna be reading these and probably giving them to you. But I'll put it up on Facebook. Now I worked out that this is gonna cost like £100 to do, because if I'm gonna try and do it right, however, I think a couple of the comic books I'm gonna have to buy are gonna do what Supergirl did for the crossover scene, where actually the main body of the book doesn't.
Oh, so you'll read the just the story in the last page and be like,
oh yeah, remember Dark Days are coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's things like Teen Titans number 17 or something as part of the reading list.
Right.
However, there is going to be, I think in October, there is going to be a Dark Days like limited series of six, which is actually going to be once the bad Batman has got all his alternative Batman from all the different areas of the multiverse, it's going to be the main story of them assaulting.
Oh, so like he's recruiting them then, so it's not like Jet Li, the one where he's going to like.
I'm not entirely sure. Like, as I say, I don't want to spoil too much, but B, I've only just started reading The Forge. But it should be quite good. And obviously, I will be keeping folk up to date as I read it. The other thing that I've not picked it up yet, but I listened to a podcast called Geek History Lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And they were reviewing 2016 recently, and it's a podcast structure that I think I'm going to steal for the end of this year, when we like review Freaky Waffle in a year and what we did and how things did and what we're proud of or not so proud of, what was good in the year, what was bad, what was our highlights and stuff like that. But one of the girls on Geek History Lesson, apologies, but she talked a lot about, you know, we made fun of it a couple of weeks ago, but you know, Hanna-Barbera have paired up with DC,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing like Batman and Elmer Fudd and random stuff like that. Apparently, the Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera, sorry. Bavaria is a place in Germany.
Yeah.
They did that Flintstone series.
Yep.
And apparently it's amazing.
Yeah, because Seth MacFarlane bought the Flintstones and funded it. Yep.
But apparently, like, it's like the way it was explained on this podcast was it's like they pick a different moral issue every episode. So it's like the Flintstones debating religion, for example.
Right.
And I've asked for the trade paperback of that, so that, you know, the collected issues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be hopefully reading that in the next month or so, because I hear it looks good. And my other thing, it's Power Rangers. I watched it finally. I enjoyed it. Power Rangers, it's got its obvious flaws. There's only 30 minutes of Power Rangers in the whole film, and it's an origin film, and they've done origin films to death, and that they can be quite boring.
Right, which is something that was really good about Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, they did.
And it wasn't a fucking origin story.
Yeah. I wasn't all that, but there was interesting. I thought that the five actors they picked to do the Rangers were tremendous. Some better than.
They were jabronis.
They weren't all jabronis. However, particularly the guy that plays Billy, he was immense. The guy that played Jason was quite fine. He did have a couple cringy lines that annoyed me. He has an argument with Zordon at one point where he's like, "You need to stop, you know, you need to stop telling me how to run my team." And at that point, they had shown no qualities of a team, and it was like, "What are you standing up? What are you standing up to this guy for?" When you actually have nothing to show for yourself.
Like, that is Bryan Cranston. You don't stand up to Bryan Cranston. He is Malcolm in the Middle's dad.
Even that, it was just. I didn't feel like it was the right part of the film for him to be having that argument with Zordon. It was just kind of like you don't really have a team, and that's obvious to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like you've been showing progress and he's still undermining you. I found that quite annoying. But I thought the actor that played Billy was excellent. The actor that played Jason was really good. Kimberly was really good. Trini was also quite decent. I like the recurring joke that they all quit calling her Dee Dee. That was quite funny. The guy that played Zach was a bit of a nothing. There wasn't a lot happening there. Yeah. He was kind of there. The story, I liked that they were all kind of troubled youths. So his story was that he had a really sick mum at home. I thought that was quite cool. I thought there was a lot of good stuff going on. I particularly thought that, I watched it with my son who's got ADHD. And I thought the making Billy have autism was tremendous. And a couple of times I paused it and said to my son, like, have you noticed anything weird about the way that Billy behaves? Or anything different from the way that Billy behaves? And we had a quick conversation about what autism is and how Billy doesn't understand sarcasm. He doesn't understand jokes. But and he has to learn how to function. He finds it difficult because he's learning to function in a society that doesn't understand his condition. And talked about that quite a lot. And it led to some really interesting discussions. And then Billy explains it later on in the film as well, which I thought was really good. It's like they weren't shying away from it.
Right.
I just thought it was really good. And I think I said this to, it might have been Kevin or somebody else. Or is it Gavin Veitch? Did I make that up?
No.
Yeah. He was like, no, it was fucking shit. And there were bits in it that were quite disappointing. However, I understand that people wanted to watch a Power Rangers movie, not program about it.
Well, I went in there with no expectations. I was like, I didn't like the Power Rangers in the 90s. I've never liked the Power Rangers. I didn't have an issue with any of that. And I went in there and I was like, yep, that was as crap as I expected that to be.
I just thought it was okay. There was a fight scene underwater that annoyed me, and that didn't need to happen. And then there's another film that... did you ever see the CGI TNMT movie?
Loved it.
I loved it too. But there's one fight scene that's like 4 minutes shorter than it should have been, and it's the bit where they sneak in to the, I think they put Mikey is making money by doing like birthday parties.
Being a turtle, yeah. Like
And Casey Jones uses the head and he sneaks in by like pretending to try and deliver pizza, and they all sneak over the wall. And then there's a fight scene immediately following that, which is like, it's like Splinter, April, Casey and the Turtles versus like all of the Foot Clan. And it had the potential to be immense, and it went off. It lasted 4 minutes less than it probably should have. Mm-hmm. I think about 4 minutes would have been perfect.
Have you seen footage of it, like, to say that suggested it was longer or something?
No, I just think, obviously the CGI budgets are much more expensive, and animating things takes a lot of time and effort.
Hey, Super Scotty's watching.
Hey, Scotty. I just thought that they have quite a cool wee fight scene, and then they do a thing where they kind of run over the Foot Clan to get into the main complex to fight the gargoyle monster things.
Right.
But I just thought they could have been fighting the Foot for a wee bit longer, and it would have been a much better film. And I think I felt with the Power Rangers, when they were fighting the first party battle could have been a couple minutes longer, and it would have actually made the film miles better. It would have been a much more enjoyable fight scene. I thought the water scene was completely unnecessary. I didn't understand why it was. Some of the choreography.
Everything in the water. I was like, what the fuck is this water
for? I thought that was
why
okay.
Why can't just...
I liked it because there was a whole thing about the water was above them and they could jump into it.
Wait. I want to talk about flat earthers.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about flat earthers.
Why are we not going to talk about flat earthers, Jeffrey?
Because I've had a degree in religious education and... probably know more about flat earthers than most people. Right?
Go, tell us, Jeff.
It's just a
why is the moon a potato?
It's not more complex than that. It's a belief.
Why
that,
is Finland pretend?
It's a belief that members of society are being lied to and encouraged to think that the world is shaped differently than it is, and it's not, and we all know it's not, and that's pretty much it. Even things like NASA do camera tricks. It's just nonsense, and we all know it's nonsense. I don't think we need to talk about
the moon landing in the '60s was bullshit, but
was it though?
How did they have footage of it landing? Surely something else was there to film that. You've seen this though, the camera, and it's landing. How did the camera get there?
I thought the lunar landing, is the lunar landing footage not filmed from the pod that's...
No, you got footage of the fucking Lemwick landing.
Was that not filmed
from... How would the camera be perfectly facing that fucking direction?
I don't know. Well,
because it's fucking pretend.
We're not discussing it any further than that, Kevin. We're not going there. That's a different podcast. And
Do you know who's a flat earther? AJ Styles. How disappointing is it to find that out?
I knew he had like religious beliefs that I thought were crap. That is interesting. It's an interesting discussion. It's one that for sort of
I keep driving past like roadsides where folk like are fucking like graffitied on them. The earth is flat, and it's like
For different reasons. I don't really want to discuss it. We can have an audio philosophical podcast somewhere down the line. I'm quite happy to have it because
I have no input in this. But
yeah, I know you do. I just think it's the same discussion we had about like we were going to maybe do a freaky waffle about conspiracy theories.
It was Dazzy B that suggested that.
I think it has the ability to be too inflammatory.
I think too much going on.
No, I know. I just think it's got the ability to be too inflammatory. And I have my own theories. And check out the Dude Pistons. They're a new punk band that talk about their own political values through the medium of music.
Oh, you dirty bastard. I know what you just did there.
I just plugged my new punk band. Okay, the other thing I read. Talking about conspiracies and what could happen to the universe and all that sort of stuff. And the fact that Kevin Wells is watching. The other thing I did this week that's amazing. So
yeah. And whilst you do this, I'm going to go for a wee-wee out of return because I have nothing to say on this
matter. Well, no, I'm going to blab about Power Rangers. I want to talk to you about this. So I'm going to blab about Power Rangers until you get back. So Power Rangers is ace, right? The fight scenes just need to be a couple of minutes longer. That's pretty much all I'd say. What did folk think about Power Rangers? Kevin, what did you think about Power Rangers? Did you watch it? Did anyone watch it apart from me? I'm going to pause the audio. Sorry, welcome back to the audio. Sorry for the guys that were watching that. I was just saying, I went to my local library to pick up Ready Player One because I read it. I saw the trailer at San Diego Comic Con and thought it looked amazing. And I wanted to be... I haven't read a Harry Potter book. I've seen a couple of the films. I haven't read a Lord of the Rings book, but I've watched all the movies. I wanted to try... I did read The Golden Compass or Northern Lights, which was the...
So it's called His Dark Materials.
His Dark Materials is the name of the...
Franchise.
And the first book in the franchise is called Northern Lights. And it was written by Philip Pullman, who also wrote... I know you don't read that, but all his books, and he's brilliant. He's got a book called The Good Man Jesus and the Scoundrel Christ. It's really good. It's the idea that Mary had two babies, not just one. One's Jesus and one's Christ. And they're identical twins, and Jesus is the nice one, the one that everyone and Christ is the one that's flipping over tables and being a bit of a upsetting the Romans and stuff. That's cool.
Is it a comic book?
Possibly. I'm sure some of Philip Pullman's stuff's been done in comics. I'm sure he's written comics. I'll need to check that out.
Because I can read comic books.
Anyway, so Ernest Cline, and Pullman's mentioned in this as well. So Ready Player One is a 2011 book written by Ernest Cline. I believe he was a screenwriter before he wrote this book. So he's written for TV and stuff like that. Now, it is a geek fantasy book. It's really, really good. So the idea behind Ready Player One is... As we move into the future, there's the energy crisis. We have an energy crisis, which we're kind of starting to have just now. Petrol prices are going through the roof.
Mad Max.
Now, what they do in Ready Player One is people start to move to places where there's a better Wi-Fi because during this whole shite time, a guy has created a computer company.
I'm on 3 mobile. I don't need Wi-Fi.
An alternative to Facebook, a computer company has developed a thing called the Oasis. So it's a computer games company that has developed this piece of software called the Oasis, and it's a virtual reality portal to the internet, and it basically becomes the internet after a while. You plug into the Oasis to access the internet, pretty much, and it's like a walk-in. you wear gloves and you wear visors, but and you have your phones in. But as like time progresses and
I'll play this game and the lady comes through the mirror and you have to try and scare her away with the.
So imagine what you were doing there, but you were on a treadmill and there was a you were wearing a suit that was able to, so when the wind blew on you in a game, it would, like the suit would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ultimately.
Don't get shot, it would be set.
I don't think they address that, but things like you sign up with an avatar, and a bit like World of Warcraft, you build your avatar up and it becomes like higher levels as you go on, but you have to pay for it, it's quite expensive. And eventually you get to like a stage where if your avatar dies, you lose something that you've been working on for years, because you if you die in the Oasis, you have to start from scratch, like right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and it's game over.
Which
encourages you to be more careful, but also encourages you to spend money on things to keep yourself safe. Because there's certain areas you can visit within this Oasis that are player versus player and stuff like that. A bit like World of Warcraft, where you can, in certain areas of World of Warcraft, you can just kill other players. I don't want to go too much into it, but basically, everyone in this world is dirt poor, apart from the 1% and all that sort of stuff. And the guy that creates this game, created this Oasis, he dies, and what he does in his will is he no, that's fine. I don't know why that's doing that there.
Why did it say that up there?
I don't know. Maybe they minimised it to an hour.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, we're fucked if that's the case.
Okay, no, we're fine. I'll just rattle through it. J.D. Halliday is the name of the guy. Thank you, Kevin. He is the guy that invents the Oasis. And when he dies, he leaves all his fortune, apart from some stuff that he gives to his business partner, who he fell out with, and who Simon Pegg's playing in the film. He puts all...
Why did you do that?
What's that?
Why did you do that?
Because it's quite interesting. I'm trying to sell you, right? So he dies and he hides an Easter egg, like a unlockable piece of content in the Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
If you complete a quest within the Oasis and you find this Easter egg, you can access his entire fortune and become the new CEO of this company. Now, he does that and everybody goes, as you can imagine, everyone goes Pokemon Go with it. Everybody downloads it. Everybody's trying to do it. And eventually, after a couple of years, people start to... yeah, it's because we only got an hour of live now, apparently.
Why is that?
I don't know. We'll just do a part two, though, if we need to.
I ain't said nothing yet.
So if you find this Easter egg, you unlock the Oasis and you gain control of it. It becomes yours. You become the owner of the company that runs the Oasis. But you have to complete this quest to do it. And it's really cool because the quests are things like... It can be random stuff, like you have to access like planets that are themed after like arcades, and there's a whole plot strand around the film. I don't know if you ever saw it with Matthew Broderick, when it's called War Games, where so there's a whole bit about War Games in it. It's really cool. Ultraman becomes like a main thing, and it's just really, really cool. Very pop culturally, very references everything from Back to the Future to
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Jumps.
Yeah, and you saw Iron Giant in the trailer as well.
Jeff and Kevin are going to do a big
long
one about this.
If this sounds interesting, I'm really not selling it.
I'm just conscious that we're spending like 3-4 minutes talking about it, and you're going to do
on
the week. We just don't know how to talk about it.
If you're interested, I'm going to be doing a podcast on this next week, so you should check it out. It will be an audio podcast, so you will have to download us on Podomatic, can't it? Talk about things that you'll have to do that aren't watching these videos very quickly. We've got 2 minutes. We are still wanting people to buy tickets for Freaky Fest. So 30th of October, a screening of Night of the Living Dead, a raffle, prizes, fun, guests, £8. You can get the tickets on Freaky Waffle
Facebook. Come to the Treehouse. Come to the Treehouse.
Right, come and join us. We're going to do a live podcast as well, I think. So it should be quite fun.
As we've got like 1 minute left, I'm going to say some stuff. Punisher on Netflix will be coming in April next year.
So it's not long. It gives me... it gives me 6 months not to watch the rest of the shows.
Right, so Punisher coming in April next year, right? And it's going to be obviously John Bernthal and Debran Wall will be returning as Karen Page. A couple other people have been confirmed as like Jigsaw and stuff like that. The one person that's not been confirmed, and I'm over the moon about this, is Rosario Dawson. She's not going to be returning as
Claire.
Also,
Superheroes Decoded on History Channel.
Have you heard of this?
I have watched it. He's tremendous. Read Grant Morrison, Gavin. Grant Morrison, who is a comic book writer and artist. He's recently worked on Batman, for example. I think Damian Wayans is his baby. Grant Morrison's done loads of other stuff as well.
Damian Wayans, Bruce Wayne, and Tully Sell.
Yeah, I know, but I think he was, as a character, he was explored a lot in Grant Morrison's book.
Yeah.
He was Robin for real as well, I think. Grant Morrison has written a book, which is, I think it's called Super Gods, or something to that effect. I'll see if I can find the link. If you like Superheroes Decoded, it talks about the same thing. It's basically how superheroes, particularly Marvel, use comics as a medium for reflecting the values of America at that time. So the X-Men are the civil rights movement, for example.
Yeah.
It's good. And the AIDS epidemic of the 80s and stuff is hinted at in X-Men. Superheroes Decoded is good. It's on Sky.
Like one of the History Channels.
Yeah, it is on the History Channel. It is on Sky.
Anyway, so, yes, that. What else did I have to say? Tomorrow, Defenders is on Netflix. Tomorrow. Get it watched, right? And if any of yous got 10 seconds, if any of yous are planning on watching The Defenders and you haven't watched the other things, don't, because you'll mess it up. You'll ruin it. So, all right. Bye! 1 second. I don't know. It's cutting us off. Wait, is it still going?
It's until the live video ends. I think I don't know.
Okay, I definitely did this.
Yeah, I'm just recording this very quickly for the audio podcast. Sorry, we had a weird thing on Facebook Live. So Facebook Live did a weird thing where we couldn't continue doing the live feed on them, but you obviously can still listen because that's not how radio works. If you've enjoyed the show, next week we'll have two episodes. We'll have a radio Ready Player One special, and Sean and hopefully Colin will be back next week as well. We'll hopefully be reviewing The Defenders. I know Sean will be helping, maybe just go for a pee or something at the time. But yes, find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, find us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, I think I said Facebook, and all the other media outlets that you use. Rate us, reviews, let us know what you think, all that jazz. Bye.